Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Craig Trudell. Tesla's robo-taxi service appears to be hitting a rocky road on its first day in service in Austin. Videos shared on social media show the robo-taxis violating various traffic laws. So, Craig, you've been watching this. Tell us what you've been seeing.
Yeah, so, this was highly anticipated. As your listeners know, this is a company that for years has been talking about its vehicles eventually being able to drive themselves. And this was a sort of first indication of, you know, whether or not their you know, Model Ys were ready. And so what we had were a lot of Tesla influencers, a lot of them being also, by the way, Tesla shareholders, taking video as they're riding along in the back seat. And on a few occasions, you do see the Teslas, violating the laws. And I think the most sort of troubling one, a Model Y is approaching an intersection, sort of starts to turn left, gets hesitant about actually completing the turn, and then, you know, proceeds through the intersection into a lane that is, you know, for oncoming traffic. Thankfully, there wasn't any car coming the other way, and you do hear somebody honking their horn, what sounds like somebody honking their horn at the Tesla, and no one was hurt or injured. We managed to, it seems, avoid disaster, any crashes, but definitely some kinks to work out for the Tesla team.
Were the people riding inside aware of what was going on? And I would imagine I'd be like, no, don't go that way. Don't go that way.
No, it's interesting. That video in particular was the one that to me was most sort of hair raising. And yet it was kind of eerie that the people in the vehicle were just absolutely silent through it all. And so, you know, that was quite an experience watching that. I think, and some of the other videos that really, you know, had episodes that sort of caught my eye, you had one rider sort of, you know, commenting in real time that, yes, his vehicle was speeding, but it was keeping up with traffic. And so, you know, that was how he sort of justified it and said, you know, I would want to be, you know, moving at the speed if I were driving. In another case, you know, somebody in the back seat, you know, it talks about how the vehicle is routing past the desired destination. And so he hits a button on the rear screen that says, you know, stop the vehicle. And the vehicle just, rather than pull over safely to the side of the road, just stops in the middle of traffic and you know, proceeds to have trouble with getting to that end destination. So a bit of a mix of both.
Another video had two people having problems trying to get the car to pull over. Was it this one or was it just a pull over to get in?
This was this video was separate from the one where we had a troubling left turn. But yeah, they were going, the Tesla was taking them past where they wanted to go. So they were trying to fix that by essentially calling remote support. And once the remote support assistant did sort of get the Tesla back, driving again, unfortunately, it sort of scrapped the route that the Tesla was supposed to be on. So, you know, you then follow for, you know, a good 10 minutes or so, the vehicle having trouble getting to where these riders actually wanted to get to. And I think, you know, because these are our Tesla fans, Elon Musk fans and Tesla investors, what we heard also was a lot of, you know, sort of explaining things away, downplaying any troubling issues, and more of the leaning into sort of promoting this as some, you know, monumental feat on the part of the company.
So is it really first day growing pains, you know, like pancakes, you throw the first one out?
You know, I think we will see. I think it's interesting that the company, after talking for so long about having technology that would be scalable, that they're, you know, sort of back at where Waymo was years ago, you know, just sort of putting their vehicles through paces on public roads. And, you know, we did see, growing pains, as you would put it, for other companies like Uber and Cruise. And what we saw was those companies, you know, have their vehicles get into crashes and ultimately decide, you know what, we need to throw in the towel on these efforts. And so I think that's why people are watching Tesla so closely, because we've seen this sort of track record of companies, you know, when they when their vehicles get into trouble, there's really sort of low tolerance for you know, these cars getting into crashes and potentially hurting or even in Uber's case, you know, resulting in the fatality of a pedestrian.
Yeah, I would imagine that the bar is pretty high for these AVs once they hit the road. That is Bloomberg's Craig Trudell. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.